presents to you What's the Topic? What's the Topic? Topic.
What's up? What's up? This is your boy DJ Nash right here on What's the Topic. I'm glad that you tuned in. I'm glad that you're here with another session. Yeah, we gonna do this, yo. This is your boy DJ Nash here on another level, yeah, aka Fearless Eagle. Just call me Fearless Eagle. Don't need to give me any AKA, yeah, I already have an AKA. But that's not the topic itself. That is not the main focus. But I hope you are good. I hope you are doing good. I hope you're great. I hope your week has been awesome. Because some people, they're doing good, but their week wasn't awesome. So, after listening to this, do not tell me that your week is not awesome. Otherwise, me and you are going to have serious problems. Yeah, so that is me right there. My week has been awesome, by the way. I have been amazing, and I hope you have been awesome and amazing as well. Today we're gonna have an awesome topic, and I'm like, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, this is What's the Topic. Thank you very much for tuning into What's the Topic. Yeah, it's really, really awesome. You keep on pushing those downloads, hey, keep on sharing, yeah, spread the word out there. There's people that need this show, you know, like the guy from the Ultimate Engine. He also needs the show, you know. Yeah, he needs to get inspired a lot. Yeah, so you guys, you got inspiration, share the shows. Yes, it's really awesome. But you know how I do it, né? You know how we do it, me and you. So we do it really, really amazing. We on another level, let me just say that. Yeah, we amazing, eh? That's why we're able to get the word out there. But yeah, this is how we do it. I'm gonna go for a short break. Not really a break. You know, we get worked up. Yeah, we get awesome energy. Yeah, I hope you're ready for the energy. But there's a song that I want you to enjoy. Yeah, and there's the song. Are you listening? Are you listening? You listening? Are you listening? Okay, you're listening. Yeah, enjoy the music.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Ebenezer. You are tuned to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
You make me feel like I'm born again to be like an image of you. Oh, you teach me how to be like, to love and not criticize. There's no one like you. Oh, we'll be right back.
back into this. I hope you enjoyed the song. I enjoyed the song. Yeah, it was really, really awesome. I loved it. I love every single song that we play on Active FM. You know why? Because Christ music is hot music. Yeah, you don't find music like Christ music right here on Active FM. You cannot find it anywhere else. Okay, you basically can, but you know, not the Christian music. People get different genres out there and all those things, but Christian music is really awesome. So yeah, that is right here on What's the Topic on Active FM. And it's not just What's the Topic, there's also other shows like the sports show, the movie show, which inspires me to watch movies. Yeah, I watch movies because of the movie show. That is really, really awesome and amazing. So yeah, go check out those shows as well. They are really, really awesome. And today's topic is Rugby World Cup. Yeah, you know, the final. Yes, the Rugby World Cup final. It was really, really awesome. Yeah, you know, some people that do not love rugby, they were watching it. I was like, interesting. You know, like the ultimate engine. He's supposed to be watching engines. He was watching rugby. Sports. Imagine. Eh? Too much. Hey. Hey. Too much. You saw the trophy, man. You saw the trophy. Yeah. Obviously, he's gonna deny on his show as a response to What's the Topic. But we all know behind the scenes what was happening. He was watching the trophy, man. He saw the trophy. He saw them lift it up. Yeah. But the finals, it was really, really awesome. For those who don't know, you know, there's some people that stay under roofs and they don't know what's happening out there in their world. Yes. Some people don't even know what's happening in their own house because they're stuck in a room. Yes. You know those bricks that are on top of you? Some people, they actually stuck inside those bricks. Like, the only time you see them is when they go to the toilet. Imagine. Others, they even build their own toilet in their room. Yeah. That's how deep this is. So, there's people out there that actually don't know what is happening around the world. So, for those who do not know, the Rugby World Cup was really interesting. Like, people had hopes in specific teams. Like, yeah, some people were saying New Zealand was gonna take it. Yeah, we saw New Zealand go another direction, which, yeah, we were not expecting. Some people were saying South Africa was gonna take it. Others said England is gonna take it. But you know, like, there were teams that everybody was expecting to take it. At the end of everything, you know, like in the end, yes, in the end of everything, we had South Africa, yeah, take it. And the score was 12-32. Too much, eh? Like, yeah, we beat them, man. Yeah, proud to be in South Africa. Yeah, we did it. We took the cup, and it was really, really interesting. It was really awesome. So, for those people who don't know about the rugby, or you do not know what was happening in the rugby, you know, in the sports, in the sports, yes, sport area, you know, the sport field and all those stuff, there's people that did not know what is happening in there. Even now, there's probably people who still don't know. So that is basically what happened. So history was made. South Africa took the Rugby World Cup, and it was really, really awesome. And yeah, like, I'm glad to be in South Africa. Yeah, we did it. Like, we actually made history and all the stuff. So we beat England, by the way. So the final was actually South Africa and England. We thought it was gonna be South Africa and New Zealand. Okay, I thought that. I don't know about the rest, but I thought finals it's gonna be South Africa and New Zealand. Yeah, that's what we thought. Even the sports show before they saw the final, yeah, they thought final it's going to be South Africa and New Zealand. But guess what? It did not happen. Final was England and South Africa, but South Africa took it. And yeah, it was an awesome game, like I said. It was really awesome. And then, yeah, you obviously had your third place, which, yeah, New Zealand took it. You know, New Zealand took third place. Yeah, they beat Wales, and it was like really interesting. I was expecting them to be in the finals. Oh, so for me, that was like a disappointment. And yeah, by the way, when they were in the semi-final, England is the one that beat them. You should have picked that up by now if you didn't. Yeah, so they lost to England. You know, there's some people that don't pick up the small things, man. Like, yeah, we'll be speaking and then they like thinking, who beat New Zealand? And then you like, you just mentioned it. It was England. Yes, yeah, but you are just covering it up. You know, some people, they might have thought New Zealand was playing South Africa. So New Zealand was playing Wales, and they actually lost to Wales in the semi-finals. Yes, and then, yeah, that's basically what happened. I'm lying. It was England. So, yeah, it was really, really awesome. South Africa was playing Wales. So forgive me for that. You know, that's the topic. We create our own words. We create our own scenarios, and it's really, really interesting. So, yeah. That was basically what was happening, and that is the current state that we are in. I'm gonna go and enjoy another session of music with you. So here is an awesome, amazing worship band. I mean, like, most of you probably don't know, but yeah, I know them because I'm personally with them. Yes, but this is Active Worship, and yeah, this is going to be an awesome, amazing song that's gonna, let me say, get you pumped up, called Instantaneously. Yeah, so enjoy the song. It's gonna be really awesome. I'm ready for it.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, so coming back into it, I'm just going to take you on the journey of the Rugby World Cup, basically what happened. Yeah, you know when we were in the group stage, so we obviously had Russia and Samoa play, and guess what happened? Samoa took it. Yeah, they beat Russia. Yeah, it was like really, really interesting because I didn't watch the match, but I'm like thinking, yo, these guys, they probably had a hectic one. But now, when you look at their score, it was like South Africa. I'm thinking, you, oh, in fact, Russia had 9, worse than England. Then Samoa had 3-4. So that was basically in the group stage. And then you had Fiji and Uruguay. And Uruguay took it. And it was like, okay, interesting. Italy and Canada also played. And Italy took it. I'm thinking, yo, Canada. Canada got beat by Italy. Imagine. Yeah, that is basically what was happening. And then, woo! Okay, yeah, this team gave these people a hiding. Yo, England and USA. Yo. Yay, England was on fire. In this match, England had 45, USA 7. Yo, they gave them a hiding for sure. Yeah, that one, that was bad. That was really bad. Woo! Okay, yeah, there's a third one that you're gonna hear right now. But yeah, just a journey. Eh? Argentina was playing Tonga, and Argentina had 28, Tonga had 12. So, Argentina took it. Japan took this match. They were playing against Ireland, yes, and they basically had 19, Ireland had 12. Yo, yeah, this is the third one. This one was a hiding, yo, hiding for days. And this was South Africa versus Namibia. Yo, 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 South Africa had 57, Namibia had 3. Oh, that is bad, yo, that right there is like, I'm thinking how, okay, yo, I don't play rugby. Maybe a try is what actually, you know, you get 3 points or what. I don't understand how rugby play. Like, yeah, the rules of rugby, I don't know. But, yeah, for you to get 3, that is a very, very interesting disappointment. In fact, I would be embarrassed. Yo, to come out of there with 3, sure. That's bad. But South Africa, yeah, South Africa has been doing the most. So their first match, they had 57. They beat Namibia. Yo, yeah, that one was a hiding. Shame. Then you had Georgia and Uruguay. Yeah, Georgia took it. Australia and Wales. Wales took it. Yeah, that's why we were versing them. You know, we were beating them up. Yeah, showing them. Yo, hey. And then you had Scotland and Samoa. Yo, Scotland. Hey. In fact, Samoa, I don't think they even saw Scotland's end side. You know, yeah. They didn't see anything because Scotland beat them 34 and Samoa had 0. That is bad. That is like really bad. Then you had France and USA. France took it. New Zealand and Canada. New Zealand took it. Ooh, New Zealand also got a hiding for days. Yo, New Zealand. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it was a very tight match. In fact, this one, I don't know what was happening in this one. Yo, it's bad. Then you had Georgia and Fiji. Fiji took it. Ireland and Russia, yeah, so some people say Ireland, others they say Ireland, yeah, whatever, you know, it depends on how you pronounce it. Yeah, you know, some people, maybe the guys that make cars, they might say something else that we would be like, okay, that sounds like an engine. Hey, hey. So there is like some of the things that's happening, but yeah, this is basically what is happening. Yeah, Ireland took it, beat Russia, South Africa beat Italy. Yo, and if I go to the previous one, Italy gave the other team a hiding. But yeah, South Africa beat them. 49, yo, 3. Yay, it was interesting. Yeah, Australia and Uruguay. Australia took it, England and Argentina. England beat Argentina, Japan and Samoa, Japan took it, New Zealand and Namibia, yo, that one was a hiding. New Zealand took it, Yeah, New Zealand had 71, Namibia 9, that's bad. France and Tonga, it was a, yeah, that was a tight one. It was really close. But France took it. Woo! South Africa has been on fire, shame, in this World Cup. Yo, South Africa took this one versus Canada, 66. Canada at 7, Argentina and USA. Woo! Argentina took it. Scotland and Russia. Yo, I'm sure this was a... Yeah, but hey, Scotland gave Russia a beating, yo. Hey, Scotland had 61, Russia had 0. That's bad. That is like really bad. I was going to think, yo, this is going to be a tight match. But yeah, they actually gave them a hiding. Wales and Fiji, Wales took it. Australia and Georgia, Australia took it. New Zealand and Italy, sure. Okay, yeah, this one might have been tough, eh? Yo. But I don't understand this. Because, yo, New Zealand went against Italy. And this match, no one took it. Because they both came out with 0. But now, South Africa played against Italy. And they gave Italy a hiding. Okay, maybe this World Cup, I don't understand what was happening with New Zealand. But yeah, that is basically what happened. And yeah, maybe that's why they're out, you know. They need to examine their people that are playing on the pitch. But yeah, there is basically some of the games that were happening, you know, during the World Cup. And there is basically what was happening with the other teams getting hidings and all those stuff. So we had hidings here. Yo, imagine coming out of there with nothing. And then the other team got 71. Yo, beating for days. But the quarterfinal was England and Australia. England took it. New Zealand and Ireland. Hey, New Zealand took it. Wales and France, Wales took it. And then Japan and South Africa, obviously. We showed them fire. Yeah, we gave them a hiding. So that is basically what was happening in this World Cup. So teams that you are expecting to win got hidings. And not just hidings, very bad hidings. So yeah, that is, yo, it was a very interesting World Cup. But yeah, that's basically the journey, you know. And it gets interesting from the quarterfinal, because you look at England, you look at Australia, you look at New Zealand, then you look at Ireland, Wales, France, Japan, you know, South Africa. That is basically the teams that were in there. And it's interesting to see that England took it, you know, against Australia, and then New Zealand beat Ireland, and then you got France and Wales here. Wales beat them, yo, but it was like a one point gap, eh? Because Wales had 20, France had 19. Sure, that one was a very interesting match. I should go and watch that one. Just go back in time and watch it. Then South Africa and Japan. I'm sure Wales could have took Japan's 3 points and put it on theirs. Then they were like, yeah, gave you guys a hiding. But yeah, Japan had 3, South Africa had 26. Then semi-finals, England and New Zealand. Yeah, England took it with 19. New Zealand 7, sure. Interesting. Wales 16, South Africa 19. But this match, I wonder if it was that tough. Because, yo, they're like, yo, the points are like really close, eh? Like really close. So I feel like Wales could have, yeah, did some magic there. And then obviously, yeah, you got New Zealand and Wales. New Zealand, I'm sure they got angry, eh? After they got eliminated, they went and gave Wales a hiding. Shame, yo. Gave Wales a hiding. But then England and South Africa, we all know that South Africa gave England a hiding. Yes, it was a walk in the park. That's what I think. I don't know about others. But yeah, let me know what you think, what you have to say about this World Cup. But yeah, that's basically what happened. I think it was a very awesome World Cup. It was a walk in the park for South Africa. Because yeah, if you look at the other World Cups, there's interesting stuff that happened in the previous World Cups, but this one, it seemed easy, eh? It seemed easy. I mean, yo, South Africa was beating teams, yeah, you know, like, yo, really beating them. Except that one, you know, where they were basically, yeah, against Wales. That one, it was a close one. But the rest, giving hidings, eh? Hidings for days. So let me know what you think about this Rugby World Cup and what you think. Okay, let me know who you think was the best country to take it, but obviously for me it's South Africa, and we took it. Yeah, so It's a short break, not really a break. It's just a drop for you and for you to enjoy. Comment, let me know what's on your mind, and I will read it out in the show that's going to come out probably next year. Just kidding, as soon as possible. Sweet.
Yo, what's up? This is Clive, aka Livin' from the Lyrical Disciples, and you're listening to Active FM, dog. If it's not active, it's passive. What?
Yeah. So that was it for the show. That was what's the topic. This is your boy Fearless Eagle saying I love you. I just thought of another side of the story. Just that word, I love you. Okay, deep, man. It's like really deep. But yeah, you know, as a fan, I actually love you, yeah. No hormones, you know, no hormones and stuff like that. Don't matter. Yes, yeah, it's like really interesting. But yeah, fans, really appreciate the fact that you guys listen to us, the topic. Shout out the show. Yes, get the word out there. Fearless Eagle is on What's the Topic right here on Active FM. You know where to catch me. www.activefm.co.za. That's the website. And if you want to go to onto Iono, you can go to onto Iono from the website. It's gonna send you. And yeah, go check out the other shows like the movie show, Ultimate Engine, you know, if you want cars and all the stuff. In fact, you'll find out how to get a car, you know, how to identify a good car, and you set a goal of when you want your next car and what car you wanted. Yeah, but you know, the Ultimate Engine presenter loves Mercedes. Don't go for Mercedes, go for BMWs, just because I love them. Yeah, your boy Fearless Eagle. I'm gonna see you next week, same time, same place, depending on what time you get the topic. Yeah, you know, the topic right here on What's the Topic. If it's in the afternoon, good afternoon. Morning, good morning. Evening, good evening. Peace out and God bless.
Christ music is heart music. Active FM, Christ music is heart music.